Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 WMFO. I'm Lucy Melman, and you're listening to Naive Melodies. This is my show, and I am the host for the next hour. I hope that's okay with you all. Hope you keep listening if you're listening. I hope this is not enough to turn you away. It's a beautiful Tuesday day. Tuesday, that's fine. It's a beautiful Tuesday today, there we go, in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a cold one. It's windy, maybe it's not that beautiful after all, but here we are. Yeah, and the first song I have queued up for you guys today is Enter Laughing, a song by Electrolane. Here we go. Alright, that was Enter Laughing by Electrolane. Hope everyone enjoyed that one. And this next song is, I just was looking up between that last bit of that song and before I played this next one, if I could say the band's name on radio. We're not supposed to, you know, curse on air from the hours between 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So I don't curse on air. I don't do it. I don't play songs with swear words. That's just part of the rules. But the band name is, well, it's think like the Danged. I can say it. It's the Damned. That's fine. Apparently that's fine. So if you're upset about that, don't be. The FCC says it's fine. but this is Life Goes On by the Damned. Hope everyone enjoys. So that was Life Goes On by the Damned. And before I can continue, playing more songs for you, I'd like to read a little announcement. If you're unaware, at WMFO, we like to have donation drives. It's a great way to raise money for the station. I feel like this sounds coming in a little bit weird. Let me just try to fix that. Don't mind me doing this on air. but we have, I don't know. We have a donation drive once every year. We haven't done it in a little bit because of COVID. And I will read to you a little announcement. Yes, because I have to, but also because I want to. It's both of those things. They're not mutually exclusive. Here we go. If you like donate, if you like what we were doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Yeah, if you like what's going on here at the station, please consider donating. It's a great way to keep the station going. Yeah, that's kind of all I have to say about that. Go ahead and go to the website. This next song, don't want to play. I'm trying to figure this out. I think I'm going to play this one. Okay. Don't mind me doing deliberation on air and kind of just talking through my thought process, I guess. But this next song is Blue Blood by The Foals.
I hope to be you.
So that was Blue Blood by The Foals, and this next song is The Walk by The Cure. So that was The Walk by The Cure, and this next song is Bright Boy by Alex G. This is for Lacey, who is the president and the first lady, so this one is for Lacey. Love ya. This is Bright Boy by Alex G.
Thank you.
Alright, so that was Bright Boy by Alex G for Lacey, and this next one is Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs for the tugboat captain themselves. That's Hannah Lolly. Hannah Lolly, this one's for you. That was Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs, and that one was for the Tugboat Captain, which is a moniker for Hannah Lolly, after the, the Galaxy 500 song, Tugboat. All right, before I can continue playing any of the music, I'm going to go ahead and play a PSA once again, not just because I have to, because I really, truly, truly want to, of course. So this is a little PSA brought to you by not only WMFO, who are conscious of safety and really safety minded, and that's what makes us a really unique station. We care about you, the listener. A lot of stations maybe don't look out for you like we do, so you're welcome, and it's our pleasure. But this is also brought to you by the Ad Council. Couldn't be here without them, so big up to them, and here we go.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There you go. There you have it, folks. That's a message not only from the Ad Council, but from us here at WFO. Do not drink and drive. I feel like I play Don't Drink and Drive PSAs. I feel like a decent bit. I usually play ones about the environment or drinking and driving or hearing loss and stuff like that. And I feel like this one is fairly obvious, right? Like, I mean, I'm not going to go into, like, a rant about it, but just, like, don't drink and drive. Super easy to avoid. Super selfish action. Don't do it. Like, if you do, no offense, but you're kind of the worst. And that's my opinion. And I feel like that's a fairly common opinion. So, in case anyone listening thought maybe it was a good idea, which I highly doubt, this is me telling you, don't do it. You will suck. And you're the worst if you do that. Anyway... hope that wasn't too controversial. Feel like it's a pretty unanimous opinion, or at least I would hope. This next song is Loveden by Archie Valentine. Just found this one the other day. You know, weird, was watching a video and someone, like, in the background gave, like, a shout-out. They were like, oh, like, check out my Spotify. And I usually don't, but I did this time, and I like this one. So this is Loveden by Archie Valentine. So that was Love Done by Archie Valentine. And this next song is a dedication. This is for my grandmother, Grams. If you're new here, I dedicate a song to my grandma, Grams, each and every week. And this week is no different. This is Love Train by the OJs. I love this one. I think it's a super sweet one. She makes me feel good, and it makes me think of Gramsy. That's my grandma, Grams, Gramsy. Yeah, and I miss you a whole lot, Gramsy. I know you're listening, and I hope I get to see you soon. Thank you so much for all the peeps, and, you know, love our funny chats on the phone. Miss you a whole lot. Hope work's going good. Yeah, say hi to everyone at the office for me. This is Love Train by the OJs for you. Love you so much. Alright, so that was Love Train by the OJs for my grandmother Grams. Grams, yeah, I love you so much. And this next one is Burning by the Whitest Boy Alive.
Some
this next one is one of my favorites. It's been one of my favorites for a long time. Like, well, I guess it's all relative. I'm going to say a number, and then someone's going to be like, wow, what, you're so young. I'm 20. It's probably been my favorite since I was around 8, maybe around then, so about 12 years. So I guess really not that long for some people, but it's funny thinking about it. It feels like a long time. In fact, I've told this story a couple times now, but I was buying a card for a friend of mine who just turned 21, and I went to go buy a card, and I just bought one that said 2, thinking it'd be kind of funny to just buy that, and I put, you know, 1 after every place that said, like, happy second birthday. But when I went to go buy it, the cashier asked me, oh, why am I buying this card? Whose birthday is it? You know, it is. And I didn't want to say, oh, you know, my friend's turned 21. I just thought it'd be funny. You know, she was a sweet older woman. So I just said, oh, my cousin's turned 2. And I'm, you know, buying this card. I'm going to go send it. You know, I made myself look like a real saint instead. And she laughed, and she, you know, talking to me. And she goes, oh, do you remember your second birthday? And I was laughing. I was like, oh, I don't remember my second birthday. I don't think anyone does. Oh, I don't remember my second birthday is what I said. And then I paused and I was like, that was almost 20 years ago. Because I'm 20, I'll be turning 21 this year. So that is almost 20 years ago. And that was quite a horrible realization to come to. I had like a bit of an existential panic in this CVS in Medford, Massachusetts. Just, oof. That's not a good feeling to think about how old you are like that. Yeah, 20. It sounds young, but when you say things like that, it feels very old sometimes. But this is Age of Consent by New Order. It's been one of my favorites since I was, you know, 8, 9. So, you know, not 20 years ago, but, you know, 12 or so. But yeah, oof, love this one. Here we go.
I
That was Age Against Senpai New Order, and this next one is Well and Spring by the band Crying. So I'm gonna say that again because I feel like I mean it's none of those were hard words, but I feel like I kind of like paused and messed it up a little bit. But this is Well and Spring by Crying. So that was take two on live air, of me trying to say the name. But yeah, here we go. That was Well and Spring by Crying. I hope everyone liked that one. I'm in this weird now. I have like a weird amount of time left of the show. I'm like, I think I can definitely play one more song. Can I play two? Can I play maybe a short song? Is that the best way to do this? How should I do this is really the question. I'm gonna play a parquet court song that's about a minute now, and then maybe play another one after that. So let's go.
Thank you.
That was Up All Night by Parquet Courts. Super short 1 minute song. I never know how to game the timing just right. I've been doing this for over a year and I always either finish like a little, I just always finish at like a weird time. Anyway, I'll play my last song now. This is On the Floor by Galaxy 500. This is the last song of my show, and I hope you guys enjoy. Alright, that was On the Floor by Galaxy 500, and that is my last song of this show. I hope everyone enjoyed what I had to play for you guys. I hope that, you know, no complaints, and if there are complaints, you know, I was gonna say feel free to email me, but like, don't. I mean, you can. I've made that comment before, and no one has like emailed me to complain, which is good, but also just don't. I'm 20, I'm a sophomore at a college radio station. It's probably really not worth it to take your time to email me about not liking one of my own personal music, you know, taste picks and all that type of thing. But I hope you enjoyed, and I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday and has a great rest of their day, and just enjoys the day and enjoys their week. I wish everyone a really good week. Yeah, I want to say keep listening, because I think Tuesday has really good shows. The station has really great stuff. You know, all the time, I think, but I think Tuesday is especially really stacked, so keep listening, keep tuning in, and yeah, I hope everyone has a really great rest of their week. I think it's gonna get warmer, which is nice. I don't know, I hope everyone's just having a good time. I hope everyone's happy. I always wish everyone well, but I especially wish the listeners of WMFO, you'd think I'd get that right after a year. But I especially wish them well. So, yes, keep listening, and have a great day. You've been listening to Tufts University Freeform Radio with WMFO on Tufts, like I said, 91.5 FM. I don't know why I'm butchering this outro today. Like I said, you'd think after a year I'd get it, but maybe not. Well, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.